dependent upon the Holy Spirit here this day to speak through me, to move through me for the benefit, for the blessing of the people of God. And not just the people of God, but for those that don't know him, that they will be touched by this message today. And Father, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. How many of you know that one thing that people need, both saved and unsaved, is a place of rest?
Yes.
Now, we understand that if you're saved, if you're born again, you have Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know, if the Son has set you free, you're free indeed. Amen. But the Word of God also says, where God says that my people, his people, are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Because of a lack of knowledge. So you can be born again and still, you're saved, you know, you're saved. And if you die, you're going to be with the Lord Jesus. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I said, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. But listen, we don't want to check out of here before time. You know, I'm looking forward to being with the Lord. Amen. I'm looking forward to being in his presence. But I don't want him to have to ask me, why are you here right now? Amen. You got here ahead of your appointed time. So I don't want to do that. I'm looking forward to going. But you know what? Sometimes things that are going on around us and things that we have to deal with in our personal life can cause us to be just stressed out and worried and frustrated. I want to tell you that God has called us to a place of rest.
Amen.
To a place of rest. This is not, listen to me, this is not a time for mental turmoil. This is not the time for hopelessness. Are you still with me? This is not the time for that. And remember what I told you earlier. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So your mentality should be, hell may shout, hell may scream, but it's not going to bring me down. It's not going to bring me down, because I am planted on the solid rock. Amen. Like the song says, maybe you've never heard the song, but I learned it when I was overseas. On this solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. On this solid rock I stand. All other ground, the sinking sand. That rock is Jesus Christ. That rock is his word. Matter of fact, Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. You're still here. So all of us need to be in a place of rest. Hallelujah. Now, I read to you from Matthew chapter 11 last week. And so let's just go back there briefly to the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I'll begin reading at verse 28. And Jesus said this. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, anytime we have a problem, we need to just go to Jesus. Amen. 29 says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." How many times have we thought about going to Jesus about situations and circumstances in our life, but the devil lied to us and we fell for that lie that if you go to him, he's going to treat you harshly. He's going to rebuke you strongly. And you run into him for help. No, he's not going to do that. He's going to receive you. He's going to help you. Jesus said, "For my yoke take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find what? You'll find rest for your souls. You'll find rest for your souls. It's time for us to get some soul rest. It's time to get some soul rest. When you're worried and frustrated and so forth, let me tell you something. You're toiling. You're toiling. Hallelujah. In verse 30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Hallelujah. Now, and I've taught from this many, many times, but I want to go back there again this morning. I think I went there last week. Turn in your Bibles to the 37th Psalm. This is a beautiful psalm. Don't get me wrong. I love all of God's Word. I love all of God's Word, but I want you to go to the 37th Psalm. 37th Psalm. And here's some things that I want you, if you're not doing it already, to start doing. Number one, and I'll read just this in a moment. The number one thing you need to do, all of us must do, we can't live without it. We can't live without it. Hear me good. We must trust God. Let me say that again. We must trust God. In life, we must trust God. In Psalm 37, it's verse 3. Listen to what it says. Trust in the Lord. Trust in who?
The Lord.
Trust in who?
The Lord.
Trust in the Lord. It didn't say trust in government. It didn't say trust in your neighbor. Doesn't even say trust in your own smarts. But trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Now, listen to this. I'm going to Proverbs just for a moment. And then I'm coming back to Psalm 37. And I've preached and taught this a number of times, but I sense in my heart I just need to teach it again, because faith comes by hearing, not just having heard. It comes by hearing. So in Proverbs chapter 3, it says essentially the same thing. It says, trust in the, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see that? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells me that we are bought with a price, right? The Bible tells me that we are not our own. In other words, we don't belong to us. We're bought with a price. Precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid a high price for us. I belong to God, spirit, soul, and body. You belong to God. If you're born again, you belong to God. Now, God says that he will take care of his own. But his own has to cooperate with him, got to work with him. So in the fifth verse, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Your understanding will lead you in the wrong direction many, many times. Many times. That's the reason we got to keep our eyes in this word. Keep our eyes in this word. Man will lead you wrong. That's the reason Jesus was talking to him about searching the scriptures and making sure these things are so. You know, you need to come here and hear me preach. Amen? Because the word of God tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So you need to come hear the word. But you know, you need to do some research for yourself. You need to do some studying on your own. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Because you don't want to walk solely by your own understanding. You know what? This is the way I think it ought to be. I know they said it. You know, they said the Bible says this and the Bible says that, but I just can't see it. I think we can do it better going in this direction. No, you're gonna fall off a cliff. You're gonna get in trouble. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and listen at this, in all your ways acknowledge him. And what did he promise? Say what? That's a powerful promise, brothers and sisters. God is saying, if you will trust me with all your heart and not lean to your own understanding, not leaning to your own ways, not doing things the way you think they ought to be done, but do them the way I say do them. In other words, in all your ways acknowledge me. You have a promise from God. God does not lie. Let me repeat. God does not lie. He promised us that he will direct our path. I have a promise from my Father that he's going to lead me. He's going to guide me. He's going to direct my steps. If I will trust him with my life, if I will trust him with my future, if I will trust him with my present. Can I say something else? For those of you that the devil's beating you up because of what you used to be in your past, trust him with your past. Get it under the blood and you move on. Hallelujah. Word of God tells us we used to be darkness, but now we're light. Amen. So either you're darkness or you're light. I'm in the light. I walk in the light. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm not the old me. I belong to him, so I can trust him. So we've got to trust God. Make up your mind. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God with my finances. I'm going to trust God with every area of my life. And God's going to impart to me the wisdom that I need. God's going to, and we know that God uses people, don't he?
Amen.
Amen. God will have the right person in my path to help me. But you do know when dealing with people, you got to have wisdom. Because just like God can send somebody to you, the devil can also. And sometimes they say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're still with me. The number one thing we need to do today is trust God every day of our lives. Amen. And if this applies to you, go ahead and have an attitude change or an attitude adjustment. Can I ask you a question? Just throwing it out there, it may not even apply to you, but it'll land on whoever it applies to. But why aren't you happy? Why aren't you smiling? Why aren't you rejoicing? Well, I just don't feel like it. That's not an excuse. When you stand before the Lord, he's going to ask you, why didn't you rejoice? Why did you have joy in your life? Lord, I just didn't feel like it. No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Do you know, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? You have to understand. How many of you know that the Bible talks about familiar spirits? That those are demonic spirits. Familiar spirits. Familiar spirits are spirits of the devil that are familiar with us. Okay? Stay with me. They are spirits that have studied you and me up one side and down the other. They've studied and studied and studied. In other words, they have become very familiar with you. So they know what buttons they can push. You still here? They know. Okay, if I push this button, I can get on their nerve. They're getting mad or they're you know, whatever. So every now and then, you know, had a good service, you rejoice and hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Beep. I just don't understand why he did me that way. What was she thinking? Listen. They know if you have a button that they can push that will set you off, that will cause you to lose your joy. So get rid of all the buttons. Get rid of all the buttons. They won't have anything to push. Because you're caught up in Jesus, you're walking in the word of the Lord, you're walking in the joy of the Lord. And now, I don't want to get off my subject, but I want to say this. Some of you heard me say this before. But I'm speaking in terms of familiar spirits that are familiar with you. And I know what some people believe, but I want to help you with something. If your loving mother, father, brother, sister, friend, whoever it may be, if they have died, and they are no longer with us. You still with me? Amen. They're dead. Can I help you with something? They ain't coming back. Yeah, Pastor, but you just don't understand. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. You can't tell me nothing. I know what I saw. My beloved mother came and visited me one night. I saw it with my own eyes. I'm gonna let you know you didn't see your mama or whoever it was. What you saw was a familiar spirit. A demonic spirit that was deceiving you. The devil is the master of deception. My mother is in heaven, and I will not see my mother again until I get to heaven. Tell you right now, if mama come walking through the door, I'm going to rebuke her in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. I'm going to cast her out. Y'all still here? Because she can't be in heaven and on earth at the same time. Oh, I've heard church folk talking about stuff like this. People that I thought knew better. The Bible says to be absent from the body if you're born again. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then we have another example, the rich man and Lazarus. They both died. Lazarus went into Abraham's bosom in paradise. Where did the rich man go? He went to hell. And by the way, he didn't tell Abraham that I'm going back to the earth and warn my brothers. Let me tell you something. He was in hell when Jesus said it, and he's still in hell. And he'll be there until judgment day. And then he's going to the lake of fire. Now, I know I kind of got off script here just for a moment, but I believe this is important. The Bible says, despise not prophesying, doesn't it? But God doesn't expect us to be ignorant either. Just because someone read your mail does not necessarily mean it was the Spirit of God. Because familiar spirits can also work through individuals. That's the reason people go to fortune tellers. Tell my fortune, and tell me this, and tell me this, and they start telling you stuff about yourself. You say, oh, really? Wow, this is awesome. Well, there's familiar spirits working. Yes. So we need to be wise, folks. We need to stay in the Word of God. And let me tell you something. When you're walking with God and you're walking in the Spirit with God, when a familiar spirit pop up, you pick it up. You know, this ain't right. What they saying, I know it's true, but it still ain't coming from God. You'll know it. Hallelujah. Y'all still here? Yeah. All right, I got to move on. So we got to learn to trust God. Everybody say, trust God.
Trust God.
Say it again.
Trust God.
Now, in verse 4 of Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And that's what I was referring to earlier before I made my little detour. The joy of the Lord. We must delight ourselves in him. Delight ourselves in him. You know, sometimes I honestly believe this. You know, the devil is not all powerful. You know, he's not as big as bad and bad as people say he is. But sometimes I believe he can just watch our faces. He can watch our faces. Okay, yeah, got it. But the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8, put Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 on the screen for me, please. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said to them, go your way. And I know I'm just taking one verse here, but I want to make a point. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow. Why? Finish it. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Let me tell you something. It was true when this was written, and it is true today. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't you allow anybody or anything to steal your joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's the reason the Bible tells us over and over and over. The Apostle Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And then he said, and again I say, rejoice. There is power in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, there's some folks that thought we were crazy. But you know, sometimes, listen to me. You know, sometimes when the devil's trying to ride you back, and you could kick him off. Sometimes when you don't, you just don't feel like smiling, just go ahead, start laughing. Well, Pastor, I don't feel like laughing. Laugh anyway. After a while, you'll find the joy of the Lord rising up on the inside of you. You may feel down. Y'all listening to me? You may have to do it at the house by yourself, but I want you to do it. You may be feeling down. The devil is trying to depress you. Things are trying to just close in on you, but just start laughing. Go ahead and confess, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Then you start laughing. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Well, you do know you have to turn the key or mash the button to get the car started, don't you? Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. You find yourself laughing, rejoicing, you think, why was I so sad? Why was I so down? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. How many of you are bold enough to try that? All right, all right. Glory to God. Glory to God. I shouldn't say try it, just do it. Just do it. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're to delight ourselves in the Lord. Delight ourselves in the Lord. And we have a promise from Him that He will give us the desires of our heart. Wow. I said, wow. Then we need to learn to commit it all to Him. Just commit it all to Him. Now let me tell you something. If you commit it to Him, you don't go back and get it. I know you folks, if you're going to bless somebody, let's say you want to bless somebody with $100, $50, or whatever, you just want to be a blessing to them, and you go and give them that money, or it could be something material, whatever, you give them that. Now, you don't go back and take it, do you? Take it back. That's rude, isn't it? I said, that's rude, isn't it? Well, you know something? We're told to cast our cares upon Him, to give them to Him. Why do we go back and take them again? Commit your way to Him. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, go ahead and commit it to Him. Commit it to Him. Can you imagine now, my wife and I, as you know, been married 48 years, and I thank God for those 48 years. They've been 48 wonderful years. But what if I said, you know, 48 years ago, I said I do, and I committed myself to you to be your husband. I changed my mind. I didn't hear that. So I want my ring back. Oh, call the funeral home. Why would I do that? That's crazy. But yet, we commit things to Jesus. And not just things. Too many times we commit ourselves to Him. Lord, I'm committed to you. Whatever you need, Lord, I'm here. I'm your child. I am committed to you. But then something else come down the pipe and we change our minds and we decide I like this better or this is more convenient. How many of you know we're people of convenience? Yeah. We love convenience. But can I help you with something else? I'm going to quit here in just a minute. I'm not going to finish. Can I help you with something? You may not like this, but convenience is not always God. I think I need to repeat that. Convenience is not always God. Sometimes the will of God will inconvenience you. Sometimes the will of God will cause you to go the extra mile. Sometimes the will of God will cause you to be uncomfortable for a while. Sometimes just getting up early, coming to church. Mm-hmm. How many of you know, and let's not lie in church, but how many of you know it's the will of God for you to go to church? Yeah. Raise your hand. Come on. Testify. All right. It's with, amen. Now, you don't have to raise your hand on this one, but I'm just throwing it out there. Don't raise your hand. You don't even have to respond. But how many of you that temptation hit you to just stay right there in bed? Oh, I had a late night last night. This happened, that happened. Oh, I got some things I got to do, just got to do. So I think I'm just going to lay here. Matter of fact, I'm so glad Pastor James live streaming because I think I'm going to just watch the live stream. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that sister. Glory to God. She's in church today, and you're not. She's in church. Oh, there's sister. Oh, yeah, okay. All righty. Oh, good word, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good word. Yeah. Now, you laying there in the bed. Oh, live stream gone off. I miss it. Look at somebody right beside. They won't get mad at you. If they do, pray for them. Then just tell them, say, get up and come to church. Just in case we miss somebody, tell another person, maybe on the other side, say, get up and come to church. Hallelujah. Lord, bless all my enemies and all those that are mad at me. to God. We got to commit our way to Him. He wants us committed. Then things will begin to happen for us. Sometimes we wonder, why is this? Why is that? Sometimes we might need to ask ourselves, how committed am I to Him? Am I putting myself or placing myself in a position for Him to do what He wants to do in my life? Because if God wants to bless me, let's just say if God wants to bless me in Chesterfield, but I'm in Lancaster, guess what? I need to be in Chesterfield to get what God has for me. And I'm just using that for an example. Anybody watching from Lancaster, I love you guys. Y'all blessing. Just illustration purposes only. But you understand, sometimes we have to make sure that when we commit ourselves to Him, we are where He wants us to be, when He wants us to be there, doing what He wants us to do while we're there. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Ask somebody, did you get that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your word today. Thank You.